Dodger baseball. For real enjoyment, get shaky. It's real beer.
For real enjoyment,
hello.
Get shaper beer. For real enjoyment,
at your shaper. It's real beer.
For real refreshment,
hello.
Get shaper beer. For real refreshment,
at your shaper. It's real beer.
Here come the Dodgers and hi, everyone. This is Jerry Doggett with Vin Scully and Al Helfer. Inviting you to stay with us now as they get set to play the Pittsburgh Pirates. All the doings are sent your way with the compliments of the F&M Paper Brewing Company, brewers of America's oldest lager beer, Shaper. And also with the compliments of the American Tobacco Company. On behalf of Lucky Strike, a light smoke, the best tasting cigarette you ever smoked. The game gets underway for real enjoyment. Have yourself a foaming glass of Shaper. It's real beer. Say, if I were to stop you on the street and ask you, just tell me the one thing they brew beer for, what would you think the right answer would be? For the look of the beer? For the gold of afternoon sunlight? The snowy whiteness of a billow of foam? For the taste? The rich, mellow flavor? The zesty, appetizing flavor you don't always find? Well, you'd be right. But more than those things, what they brew beer for, most of all, is enjoyment. Your enjoyment. The kind of enjoyment that makes you smack your lips and say, bring on another. And brother, that is the story of Shaper Beer. It is brewed for enjoyment, for perfect looks, for chops and flavor, for your enjoyment, through and through. You try Shaper today. You'll see, it's real beer. Today, it's game number two of the series between the Dodgers and the Pirates. Doubleheader tomorrow to wind it up. And last night, the Dodgers beat the Pirates at Roosevelt Stadium in Jersey City by a score of 4-1. The Milwaukee loss, coupled with the wins by the Dodgers and the Cardinals last night, reduced the Milwaukee lead to 7.5 games. They still have 3 to play with the Cardinals in the big series this weekend at Milwaukee. Right now, here is our national anthem. Center center field. Hank Boyle doing the catching and Ronnie Klein on the mound to do the pitching. For the Dodgers, it'll be Jim Gilliam leading on, playing second base. Dodgers take the field now. Hitting second will be Carl Perillo. Duke Snider batting third, playing center field. Joe Hodges at first base. Elmer Ballow in left field. Charlie Neal at shortstop. Roy Campanella back in action, back at the plate. Don Zimmer hitting eighth, playing third base. And Koufax to do the pitching. The umpires will be Baker at the plate. That's Coley, McCoy, and Landis on the base pass. Boy, a beautiful day here in Brooklyn. Just ideal. A fine paper afternoon. Hope you have a good supply of paper on hand as we get set for the ball game. Better still, come on out here to Ebbets Field and see the ball game between the Dodgers and the Pirates, game number two. Still have time, still plenty of good seats available. Can't make it today. Make a note to come out and see the doubleheader tomorrow, starting at 2 o'clock. And Bob Clementi, the Pirate leadoff man, standing by, set to walk in and get this ball game underway. Dodgers, one up in the series. Game number two, ready to get started. The F&M Shaper Brewing Company of Brooklyn, happy to send you play-by-play. And for the play-by-play, here's Al Holmes.
Thank you very much, Jerry. Hi, everybody. Bob Clementi, hitting right-handed, stepping up to the plate, batting at 249. Sandy Koufax, the Brooklyn left-hander, kicks and throws the fastball and rips it in at the knees for strike one. Thus, the second game of this series has begun. Bob Clementi with four home runs and 24 runs batted in. Campanella pops the mid up at the target now, and Koufax goes back to work on the 0-1 count. Another fastball, and this one's hit foul up at the second tier off the first base side. No balls and two strikes. The count now on Bob Clementi. He'll be followed by Gene Freeze, the third baseman, and then we'll have shortstop Dick Groats. Sandy Koufax, as Jerry has told you, with a record of 5-2, he's 0-1 this year with Pittsburgh. Sandy, quite a strikeout artist. Gets ready to wheel the next pitch in there to Bob Clementi, a right-hand hitter. Down comes that pitch, fastball, and it's short foul off the first base side. Again, it goes to the second tier. No ball, two strike count. As soon as we have any information on the other ball game that's being played this afternoon, we'll most certainly pass it on to you. Koufax again gets his drive from Campanella, working the plate today. Two pitch. Koufax overhand curveball lays in there high. That's ball one. One ball and two strikes. Koufax taking plenty of time at the outset of this ball game. Flicked his glove. Shaken off the side. Now accepts the next set. Well, it is one and two. That ball is laid in there low. Two balls, two strikes. Down on Clementi. Series should have a great bearing on the outcome of the National League race. With St. Louis and Milwaukee whacking away at each other, the Brooklyn Dodgers have a golden opportunity playing against the last-place Pittsburgh Pirates. The 2-2 delivery by Koufax. The fastball is outside, and the count is 3-2 now to Clementi. Fans buzzing here this afternoon. It's Ladies' Day, and we have plenty of not-old kids. Koufax sends it in there, and Clementi takes the pitch at par for ball four. Clementi gets things started for Pittsburgh, drawing a base on ball. Off Koufax. That'll bring on Gene Freeze, right hand hitting third baseman. Gene Freeze is hitting at 284. He has five home runs and 22 runs batted in. Bob Clementi, who likes to run the bases, is on at first. Takes the lead and Hodges holds the corner. Koufax, the left-hander, eyes him and throws over there, and Clementi hops in ahead of it. Yes, you just hooked up with us. We're in the top of the first inning. The first man, Clementi, was walked by Koufax, the starting pitcher for Brooklyn. He's working now to Gene Freeze. Pitch out is high outside, and Clementi was not going. So the count now is a ball and no strikes on Gene Freeze. The plate umpire here for this one this afternoon is Bill Baker. Frank Tescoli is at first base. Frank Shikori is second, and Stan Landis is working down at third. Clemente moves off first base now. Kovac switches the plate, plays the fastball in, it's an ease for strike. A one ball and one strike count. Scoreboard here has ball two. Baker definitely did give him the right arm. A moment ago, this is a real shaper day. It's a dandy. Overhand fastball, curve is in for the peg. That's the second one. Off the scoreboard, comes up ball three. One ball, two strike count. On right hand, hitting Gene Freeze with Clemente at first and nobody out top the first inning. Getting underway. Kovac this afternoon going against Ronnie Klein. Johnny Kovac has been tagged once by Pittsburgh. This year he has not beaten them. They deliver the pitch swung on. Miss. One strike three. Oh, Johnny Kovac continues to pour that fastball in there and is very effective with it. He's now picked up 95 strikeouts, which is his first this afternoon. With Clemente at first and one out, Big Rose comes up. He's up in the lower six figures. With a 331 batting average, five home runs and 39 runs batted in. Former collegiate athlete, Dick Grote is Pittsburgh's right-hand hitting shortstop. Stands about midway in batter's corps all the way around. Clemente steps away from first. Kovac pitches the plate. Grote takes the pitch into the dirt. Campanella comes up with a nice block. One ball and no strike count. Milwaukee first in the National League as of the moment. St. Louis riding in second place, 7.5 games off the base. They are just 1 percentage point ahead of the third place Brooklyn Dodgers. So are also 7.5 games off the base. Then comes the number four team, Cincinnati, 10 games back. Philadelphia with 12 behind. Bob Clemente at first, having been walked. Three struck out. Grote is up there. He's a big man with wood down Pittsburgh way this year. They're putting their hopes on him to be in the record book. Curveball, he swings on, hits it down to short. Up with it, comes Neal, throws to Gideon for one to throw on the first. And there's the double play. Well, that happened quick in a hurry as the Brooklyn Dodgers come up with their first double play of the afternoon and their 104th of the year. Double play, short, this second to first. That does it for Pittsburgh. No runs, no hits. Nobody left on. Throw nothing across. The score at the end of half an inning. Pittsburgh nothing, and the Brooklyn Dodgers have nothing. We can report that the word has come along now that Bobby Smith, the Pittsburgh pitcher who was hurled in the pregame workout, has regained consciousness and is all right. He was hit by a throw by Bill Burton while taking part in the outfield during the pregame infield drill, and had to be carried to the Pittsburgh dressing room on a stretcher. But Bob Smith is coming around now. To lead things off for the Brooklyn Dodgers. Gilliam batting at 2-5-1. One home run, 29 runs batted in. Right-hander Ronnie Klein works fastball to Gilliam and gets it off the pitch from the corner for a strike. Ronnie Klein, 3-15 with the lead. 3 wins, 15 losses. As far as the Brooklyn Dodgers are concerned, he has not beaten them, and 3 times they have tagged him for defeat. Big draw for the kicks and throws. Big curveball. It stays outside and high for ball one. One ball and one strike. Ronnie Klein has made 4 strikes against the Dodgers this season. This is his 7th whack at it. He's made 7 lifetime starts at Ebbets Field, no complete game. Gilliam swings on the next pitch, hits it to the alley and left center, coming over for the center fielder Burton and hauls it down on the run. Gilliam is off. One out here in the last half of the first inning. There is no score in the ball game. He's played Pittsburgh Pirates. 29.5 games off the plate, battling the third place Brooklyn Dodgers, who is 7.5 back over to Milwaukee. Rolf Rillo, whose bat has been just about as hot as pistol. In 10 games, he's hitting 4-5-2, 283 overall with the lead. Right hand hitter. Klein comes to him with a fastball. Ball grounded down to the right side. First baseman Thomas up with it. He'll make the play by himself, and Carl Brillo is up. 2 up, 2 down. Last half of the first inning, about an hour to the center. 14. Campanella chimes in second with nine, and Hodges has eight. Snyder leads all time at Ebbets Field. 166. On the ground working, Snyder up. And have him moving over onto third base on an error charge to Clemente, the right fielder, on a low throw. Well, the Dodgers have something cooking here in the last half of the first inning with two outs. Snyder's on a third, and Gil Hodges up there. Last pitch is a wild one, way up above the head of everybody. Of the play, and then a wild pitch gets Snyder in to score this one. All the Dodgers lead it 1-0. Dodgers, of course, just played as a count of 4-1. Ryan, of course, that great big one he expected to be a curveball, slow curve, and it was so high that Boyle, the Pittsburgh catcher, couldn't even leap up to get it. Hodges would scramble out of the way. He didn't want any part of it either. Gil batting at 307. Last half of the first inning, the Dodgers lead at 1-0. So far in the inning, they've had a hit, a double by Snyder to right field. An error on a throw by Clemente, throwing into the dirt at second base. And then a wild pitch. That ball is swung on. It's called at the third base line. Please has it. Blitz the first base in time, and that's all for us. Going away, rather a gift run here in the first inning, but the Dodgers will accept it. One run on one hit. There was an error, and nobody left on. Score at the end of one inning of play. Brooklyn won, and the visiting Pittsburgh Pirates have nothing. Now, before we go to the top of the second, let's get over to Jerry. He's got a word for it. Hey, I don't know about you, but my idea of a height of convenience is to save myself steps. Especially when there are guests in the house and I want to spend the time seeing them, not running back and forth to the kitchen. That, in a nutshell, is why the cheaper, party-sized, full quart bottle is ideal. Boy, you get yourself a supply of cheaper quart when you got company coming in and you're all set. Because when you open up a cheaper, full quart bottle, you can pour out four good full glasses of real enjoyment. And enjoy it they will, if they go for taste that's as bright and fresh as a friendly greeting. You serve your guests cheaper beer, some convenient party-sized full quart bottles. You'll appreciate the ease. You'll all appreciate the taste. It's real beer. Well, we move along now to the top of the second inning of the ball game with Bob Skinner, Frank Thomas, and Bill Mazeroski coming on to play Sandy Koufax. So right back to play. Here's Al. Bob Skinner hits number four in the Pittsburgh order. He's a big, tall left-hand hitter. Well over 6 feet, this left fielder is batting at 313. He has 8 home runs and 28 runs batted in. The F&M Schaefer Brewing Company. We move into the top half of the second with the Brooklyn Dodgers leading 1-0. In case you didn't get the action in the last half of the first inning, the scoring action, we'll give it to you in a moment. Sandy Koufax, ready to go to work here on Bob Skinner. He delivers the fastball, and Bob Astor cuffs it back foul for strike one. After Gilliam and Brillo had put out, Duke Snyder rifled a shot off the scoreboard in right field. And then Clemente's low throw, trying to get Snyder at second base, got through Groats for an error charged to Clemente. Curveball swung on by Skinner. A high pop-up back on the crash to short left. Charlie Neal with the sunglasses flipped. He's back there to cut it. There's the first out. One away in the top of the second, and the batter coming on is Thomas. right hand hitting first baseman. Frank played all over the place with Pittsburgh. Then left fielder. Played all over the outfield. Played third. Now he's holding down first base. Kopech comes down to him with a fastball, and that's low and outside. One ball, no strike. Right back on the 1-0 count. There's his fastball, and Thomas slams the foul off the first base side. That'll go to the stands out of play. A one ball, one strike count. Brooklyn, by virtue of their run in the bottom of the first, leaps in the ball game, 1-0. Kovacs trying to the new ball around, the palms in his hand. Flips his glove. Now he's ready. That bat back and forth, threw him menacingly. Big fella can hit it if he gets a hold of it. Kovacs delivers him a left fastball, and that's rammed down to third. Zimmer scoops it out of the dirt, makes his play to first, and that's all the fun. Two up, two down here in the top of the second inning. And the batter now coming up will be second baseman, right hand hitting Bill Mazeroski. Thomas went up there batting at 298. Mazeroski comes along hitting at 292. The second. Brooklyn leads it 1-0 with Pittsburgh at bat. Kovacs working on the hill this afternoon for the Dodgers. Delivers to Mazeroski. Cuts to the curve and doesn't get it. No balls, one strike. Last night at Jersey City, Brooklyn defeated Pittsburgh 4-1. Rogers was credited with the win. Delivery is low. One ball, one strike count on Mazeroski. Kovacs taking plenty of time working out that bright winning sunshine this afternoon. Young boy's trying to pace himself. Now he delivers 1-1 to Mazeroski, who swings on the pitch and hits a hot pop foul. That'll spin back to the Dodger dugout off to the right of home plate. One ball, two strike count on Mazeroski. Tomorrow for the big doubleheader, figured that Bob Flynn and Whammy Douglas will be the Pittsburgh pitchers. Curve is in for the strike, and that's the third, and it's called. Second strikeout for Sandy Koufax this afternoon. And for the Pittsburgh Pirates in the top of the second, nothing across. With four at the end of 1 1/2 innings to play. It's Brooklyn 1 and the Pittsburgh Pirates have nothing. Jerry? Well, you know, fans, all ball players, even the best of them, have off days. Days when they can't seem to get the big hit or make the important play. And it's all just part of the game. Now, you take the business of brewing beer. Now, that's different. You simply can't have any off days. Leastway is not if you're going to brew as fine a beer as Schaefer. No, sir, there's never any letdown in Schaefer quality. Every can, every bottle, every glass of Schaefer is beer at its best. You see, only the very best brewing ingredients are used in Schaefer beer. Rich barley malt, tangy hops, and other fine natural ingredients. They're carefully measured and blended as only top brewmasters can do it. And, brother, that kind of expert brewing pays big dividends in flavor, Schaefer flavor. So for real enjoyment, you make a Schaefer beer every time. It's real beer. Well, we've got a real ball game going on here. Second game of the third, doubleheader tomorrow. The Dodgers come on to the second. Fallow, Neal, and Campanella to face Ronnie Klein. So let's hop right back to Al for more play-by-play. Talking about pace with somebody, Jerry, we've just gotten a warm-up pitches for that game between St. Louis and Milwaukee. And Jackson will be pitching for St. Louis. His record is 12 wins and 6 losses. And Burdett will be going to the mound for the Milwaukee Braves. His record is 11-7. So the two ball clubs know what they're facing for this afternoon. Alvaro here in the last half of the second inning coming on. He's the number 5 hitter in the batting order. year, he was picked up as a pinch-hitter deluxe at the beginning of the year. But as a starter in 23 ball games, Elmer Fowler, left-hand hitter, is batting at 3-4-6. Beams back from the Klein fastball. That's ball one. Too high. Elmer Fowler with the league is batting at 3-17 as he stands in right now. Three home runs and 20 runs batted in. His last homer was at the Polo Grounds just a few days back. Kick time, throws the fastball, and Elmer Fowler spins away from it. The ball hits the bat and carams off. Three first strike. One ball and one strike. One to nothing Brooklyn as they move along here at bat in the last half of the second inning. Tomorrow a big doubleheader, and we sure hope you're going to be here with us. Line kicks and throws. Fowler starts to swing, checks up in time, and it's high. Two balls and one strike. And Wammy Douglas pitch for the Pittsburgh Pirates against Sal Magley and Roger Craig of the Brooklyn Dodgers. Round delivered 2-1. The pitch to Vallow is outside, high, ball three. 3-1, the count to Elmer Vallow, leading it off for Brooklyn in the second. At the end of an inning and a half, it is New York 1 and Philadelphia 1. The 3-1, Vallow takes outside and high ball four. So Elmer gets things started for Brooklyn in the second of the walk. First base on ball given up by Klein. Short and real about him. The shortstop inning number 6 in the Brooklyn order. Batting at 269. Down home run, 39 runs batted in. Thomas holding the corner on him. Klein checks up with the runner, delivers the plate. Overhand fastball, and the foul kicks into the dirt. Pittsburgh's infield, Thomas at first. Bill Mazeroski at second, at shortstop, Dick Rowe, and at third, Eugene Free. The outfield is Skinner in left, Burton in center, Bob Clementi in right. Pittsburgh battery, Ronnie Klein the pitcher, Hank Boyle the catcher. A throw to first. Fowler hurrying back. Neal on delivery on Charlie Neal. Neal swings on it, taps his swing. So they left the pitcher's mound, flying off, grab, throws the first in time to get Neal, and Elmer Fowler moves down to second. So before we have Roy Campanella, let's pause for station identification. This is the Brooklyn Dodgers Radio Network.
Dial 1460 WOKO, your Brooklyn Dodgers station in Albany, New York. 230 WOKO time. I'm sure gold will mint.
Roy Campanella kicking dirt and batter's bar to get himself set and dug in. Roy batting at 237. Elmer Vallow at second. 1-0 Brooklyn. Line delivers. Campanella swings. Gets a hold of it. There's a long drive deep to the left center field. It's way out into the 54 home run for Roy Campanella. Right-handed. Three teams all from either side of the plate. King, a right-hander, up and throwing down the Pittsburgh bullpen along with little Elroy Tate, another right-hander. Line delivers a curve, and he pitches high. One ball and no strike. Final fired up knuckler at you every once in a while. It's offered to Koufax. Throws fastball, and misses low outside. Ball two. Down, the base is empty, thanks to Campy's two-run home run here in the second inning. And the Brooklyn Dodgers lead it now, 3-0. Line works the plate, Koufax just straightens up and takes the pitch in there for the first strike.
Koufax has been in trouble. The double play has popped up to help him.
fires the first one in the first inning, goes from short to second and back to first. The order two down here, and they drop the third inning. Line coming up now, out of bat for 12. Don Nelson King and Johnny O'Brien sit down in the Pittsburgh bullpen. Back fires to the plate, and his fastball is low and outside, ball one. Ryan has four hits in 44 strides out of this year, and no runs batted in. Batting at 091. Pitch is laid in there low. Two balls, no strike. Back now for a visit to Gerard's bag. Campanella down with the truck, up the sign, takes to the plate umpire over his left shoulder to get a look at the pitch. Then it comes, Klein hitting right-handed, takes it on the corner off the hand. That's strike one. Kevin M. Schaefer Brewing Company, delighted to be sending it to you from Ebbets Field. Hope you have plenty of Schaefer for the weekend now. Overhand fastball, way back. Doesn't get it, that's strike two. Two balls and two strikes. At the end of 2.5 innings, it's 1-1 between New York and Philadelphia. No score yet from Milwaukee. Overhand fastball and an attempted bunt is popped foul. So that's it. Time will be registered as having struck out. That'll give Kopac his third. And in the third inning, coming across Pittsburgh. At the end of 2.5 innings of play, it is Brooklyn 3, and Pittsburgh has nothing. Well, how about you, Quinn Doggett?
Well, I'll tell you, Al, you've been in the city once in a while.
Oh, yeah. Now,
coming to New York to see the show? Maybe just bring the wife in for dinner at your favorite hotel and relax a while?
Well, I'll tell you, here's a good idea.
Why not make it a real little vacation?
Sure, for real enjoyment. Stop overnight at your favorite hotel. Take a day or two to see the Dodgers play here at Ebbets Field. Catch a show or a movie you haven't seen, or maybe some of the sights you've never gotten around to.
Oh, man, that sounds good, doesn't it?
And, you know, most anywhere you stop, at New York's finer hotels and restaurants, you'll find that for real enjoyment, they're serving real beer, Schaefer beer. Sure, Schaefer's as available at your favorite eating place as it is in your own home. So when you step out, don't forget to order a Schaefer for real enjoyment, a cool, homey glass of real beer. Schaefer beer.
Tell me something, Jared. Did you tell your gal to get plenty of Schaefer for the weekend?
Yeah, she's going shopping this afternoon. Going to bring home some Schaefer quartz.
All right, well, that's a good thing Jody knows about it. We want everybody to realize the weekend's coming up, and those Schaefer quartz are real handy to have around.
Well, that's the best way, Al.
Oh, man, you're it.
Back to play. Gilliam coming on, so
how about it, Al?
Good, yeah. Jim Gilliam came up in the first inning and flat out to center field to Bill Bird. He's 0 for 1 and batting at 2-5-1. Ronnie Klein on the mound for Pittsburgh, ready to go to work. He's given up two base hits. One, a two-run home run to Campanella. Soft curve is laid in there, and Gilliam takes it off the hands on the corner for strike one. Strike down. Carl Barillo. One of our Schaefer Award winners on deck to go next. Curveball leading there to get him. He backs off and takes it low for ball two. Two balls and no strike. Ronnie Klein, the Pittsburgh pitcher, pumps, kicks, and throws. Fastball, and Gilliam whips it down back to first base. Thomas down, digs it out of the dirt. He'll make the play by himself. Does, and there's the first time. One away in the bottom of the third inning. Carl Barillo bounced out to first base to Frank Thomas. Thomas switched in the first inning. Well, it's 0-1 and batting at 282. 3-0 Brooklyn as they bat here in the last half of the third inning. Tomorrow will be a pair fight between these clubs. Delivers Barillo swings,
it's a high foul ball, which is going to be popped right back over the dugout. And it goes out of play. No balls, one strike. John Carl Perillo. To be followed by Duke Snyder. Ron swings into action again on the 0-1 count. Throws the fastball, and that's a little high, just above the letters. One ball and one strike to Perillo. One out, the base is clean, bottom of the third. The 1-1 delivery, swung on by Carl, looking to left center field. Going back for it, but a break in the wall, a center field aversion, calls it in. Carl gave that one a mighty ride, but Burton was able to get to it. So that's the second out. The last half of the third inning. Coming up now will be Duke Snyder. Duke got the Dodgers off on the right foot here this afternoon when he ripped a double off the wall and right. Kept that on running into second base as Clemente drew low and passed the covering shortstop Dick Gross for an error. Snyder got to third base. Pitch to him is over the shortstop for ball one. Got a wild pitch on the following batter, Hodges. Got the run in. Delivery to Snyder, swung on, bounced away foul up the first base side, and it was fouled. A ball and one strike on Snyder. Billy Herman coaches down at third, claps his hands together, yells words of encouragement to Duke. Flying pitch is a sailor outside and high. Two balls and one strike down on Snyder. Pitch looks as though it's partially gotten away from Klein. 2-1 offering. Big curve outside and high for ball three. Snyder up on the 3-1 count. For the last half of the third inning, two down, the base is empty, and Brooklyn leads in the ball game, 3-0 on two base hits. Both of them extra base blowers. Snyder's double in the first. And after Bell with walk, with one out, Campanella hit his 13th home run in the left center field stand. And this is Snyder outside for ball four. So there's two out. Now there's one on. The last time Ryan walked a man, he came home to Hottie. Now let's see what happens with Hodges when he got in the first inning. On a ground ball to third. Eugene Free got the tied to Dodgers in the first inning. 3-0, Cable Brooklyn. Two down, Snyder at first. Ron back to work now. He checked up for Snyder at first. Delivered to Clayton Hodges. Looks at a curve. It's on the corner knee high of the strike one. Snyder takes his lead at first. Draws the throw promptly. That keeps him close. Back out of there. One ball and one strike. Riding Craig tomorrow against Bob Friend and Whammy Douglas. Daniel O'Brien back up at the throwing again now on the Pittsburgh 10 down the left field line. O'Brien goes to the plate and gets it in every Snyder. I guess it in there to Hodges for the strike. That was first, taking his lead, a cautious lead. Shuts down on first baseman Hodges. Rallo to follow. Should Hodges get on? Down comes the pitch. Hodges takes. Made in there for strike three. Well, that's all for Brooklyn in the third. No runs, no hits. There were no errors. There was one man tied up at the first base. Well, the score game of three full innings to play now. It's Brooklyn 3 and Pittsburgh nothing. The other ball club is starting to score. Let's go over to Jerry and see what he has on that Chambers scoreboard for us.
All right, Al. Giants and Phillies at Philadelphia. 1-1 at the end of four and a half innings to play. Gomez started. Montan came on in the third. Sanford going all the way up to this point for Philadelphia. Ball game tied 1-1. St. Brewers in Milwaukee. It's Jackson against Burdette. No report yet. The ball game now underway about 15, 20 minutes. Jackson 12 and 6, and Burdette 11 and 7. Cincinnati playing at Chicago. Jeff showed against Hillman. And for Cincinnati, Robinson, a home run in the first inning with none on for the Red Lakes lead by at least 1-0, but the inning is not completed. In the American League, Baltimore and the Yankees both score at the end of 2.5. Moore replaced by Odell in the first inning, and chance for the Yankees. Chicago-Detroit, the White Sox have scored 4 times in the first inning on a home run by Vinny Minoso with a base of 4. That inning is not completed yet, but Chicago leads by at least 4-0. Harrington for Chicago, third, climbing in the first inning, and Slater now pitching. Boston and Washington, Chicago, third, climbing in the first inning, and Slater now pitching. Boston and Washington, Washington scored 5 in the first inning, and leads Boston 5-0 at the end of 1.5. Cornelius and Porterfield against Kemmerer. Tonight, it'll be Cleveland at Kansas City, win against Garver. Everything off the paper scoreboard, so right back to the action. All right, Jim. Right now, it's Clemente against Koufax and vice versa as we start the fourth inning. Clemente walked in the first. He's up 3 second at bat. Leadoff man swings on the first pitch and makes a foul. Back to 3-1. Ross Clemente, the number one hitter in the Pittsburgh batting order, is followed by Gene Freeze and then by Bruce. Danny Koufax has been in quite a ball game so far, and the three innings he's faced this third. Comes back to the place of the soft serve, and Clemente pounds it out to right field. Carl Perillo backing up near the board, calls it down, and there's the first out. One away, top half of the fourth inning. The batter coming up now is Gene Freeze. Gene struck out in the first inning, giving Koufax his first of the 3 strikeouts he picked up today. Sandy's total now has gone to 97. Drysdale, however, has 103 strikeouts, and he pitched a great deal more than Koufax. Fastball laid in there, and it's over for strike. Gene Freeze batting, right hand hitting third base. Koufax shakes off Campanella. Back to the plate. Soft curve, and it's right in there for the second strike. 4-2. St. Louis has just picked up 3 big runs in the top half of the first inning at Milwaukee. And the Braves are coming to bat now in the last half of that first. St. Louis 3 and Milwaukee nothing in the top of the first inning. That ball, swung on. Freeze with a hot foul ball that will fade off into the crowd off the third base line. Into the crowd off the third base line.
time. Took the lead 3-0. Pittsburgh at bat. Koufax again takes off Campanella. Now he's ready and delivers. Pitch is swung on. There's a high bumper out back at third base. Going backboard in fair ground is third baseman Dillon. Hauls it in. Two down in the top half of inning number four. Bases empty. Dick Groat comes up now. He leapt into a double play in the first inning. One of the two the Brooklyn hitter defense has manufactured today, and both of them have gone from short to second to first. Groat batting at 330. Right hand hitter. Koufax ready to work it. Campanella ready behind the plate. Koufax delivers the fastball. Comes in at Milwaukee to top score in the last half of the first inning. 3-0. St. Louis over Milwaukee in one inning. The pitch to Groat is over, and the count is one ball and one strike now. Two out, nobody on, top of the fourth. Pittsburgh is back, Groat up at the plate. Koufax one-one's the plate, fastball, and Groat takes it low. Ball two. The first inning, St. Louis leads Milwaukee 3-0. That ball swung on and hit deep into left center field. It is up against the wall. Fowler chases. On his way to second goes Groat. It's a send-up two-bagger for him. And that's the first hit off Koufax. Goes 3 2/3 without giving up a base hit. Then Groat doubles the wall in left center. Well, the Pirates are trying to rattle back here in the fourth. Bob Skinner, big tall left-hand hitting left fielder. Boy, he just tagged that apple down at fourth field in Pittsburgh on a recent visit in there. It was offered from another Duke Snyder, made a tremendous catch in deep right center field, climbing the corrugated gate. Bob Skinner from the shortstop in the second inning. He's 0-1. Koufax throws the overhand fastball, and there's one at close. Deep to center field. Snyder's going back. There's no use. That ball is into the center field. Stands for a two-run home run from Bob Skinner. He can hit him. Hit that one into straightaway center field. Oh, the Brooklyn lead now dwindles. Bob Skinner has just hit his ninth home run. He has 30 runs batted in. Back in the ball game, and they're sending up Frank Thomas. Down comes the pitch to the plate, Thomas. Rifles one, through the home, a shortstop, and in the left field for a base hit. All the tying runs for Pittsburgh is on at first base right now. Coming up is Bill Mazeroski. For Pittsburgh. 3 runs, 2 hits for Brooklyn. Then Levine comes off the Brooklyn bench and starts on a trot down to the Brooklyn bullpen. Bill Mazeroski struck out in the second inning to retire the side as he's standing in now. Koufax comes to him with a curve that's high up above the cap. One ball and no strikes. If you don't like the complexion of things in the National League, all you got to do is wait a minute or two and it changes. Go back to the top of the stretch, check of the runner at first, throws over there. Thomas moves right back in. Now, Mazeroski touches the foul back to the screen. One ball and one strike count. Drum of iron flooring down in the Brooklyn bullpen. has nothing. At the end of three, Philadelphia 3 and the Giants 1. At the end of 2, Yankees and Baltimore scoreless. Rookie Duncan scores in all afternoon. Yankees have just come up with 3 in the last half of the third inning. So they're leading Baltimore now 3-0. Back through to the curve. The pitch is swung on. Hit down to short. Neil digs it out to the dirt. Goes a short way to kill him. The force out Thomas is second to retire the fly. So 6-4 on the force out. Pittsburgh has a ripple here in the fourth inning. They pick up a pair of runs to get back in the ball game. On a double, followed by a home run, and then a single hit by Thomas leaves the man on. 2 runs, 3 hits. Oh, no errors, the man left. So at the end of 3 1/2 innings of play, it's the Brooklyn Dodgers 3 and the Pittsburgh Pirates have 2.
The fourth inning, Val O'Neill and Campanella coming on to face Ronnie Klein. So right back to the action, here's Al.
Elmer Vallow walked when he came up to his first time. So now this is his first official visit to the plate. Elmer batting at 317. He'll be followed by Neal and then by Campanella. Pittsburgh right back in the ball game. Brooklyn 3 and Pittsburgh 2. Ryan delivers and Vallow swings on it. It's a high tearing fly ball down along the right field line. Bob Clementi loafing up under it. And Gretzky. So up one pitch, one man out. Johnny Neal stopped his swing back in the second inning and rolled the ball to the left of pitcher's mound. Came down the field to throw him out, so he's over one. Hitting a 268. Guy works to him, and Neal takes the soft curve in there for the second. Gino Tomoli is up throwing down in the Brooklyn bullpen, which so will have an outfield change for Brooklyn. Over half fastball is way outside. Neal counts 1 ball and 1 strike. Chance to documentation break. The 1-1 delivery. Neal looks out at it low. 2 balls, 1 strike. Ted Lewis does not score in the top half of inning number 2. So at the end of an inning and a half at Milwaukee, Ted Lewis 3 and the Braves nothing. Line delivers here to Charlie Neal. His curve snaps off outside for ball 3. On Johnny Neal. One out, bottom of the fourth, base is empty. Brooklyn 3, Pittsburgh 2. Now the 3-1 delivery. Over half fastball, low ball 4. Johnny Neal is on with one out, and we'll pause here for station identification. This is the Brooklyn Dodgers Radio Network.
Dial 1460 WOKO, your Brooklyn Dodgers station in Albany, New York. 302 WOKO time.
When Roy Campanella stepped up to the plate in the second inning with a made aboard, he promptly hit one deep into the left center field stand for home run. That Klein serves up, and Campy takes the curve over for strike one. Batting at 240. Isn't it funny to see two catchers as great as Campanella and Vera have been over the last 2 years, both having a tough time in the woods? There's a throw to first. Charlie Neal gets back. Boy, that Vera has been having trouble buying base hits, and Roy has been moaning a little low about his base hits, too. And let's throw to first. Neal is back. Curveball is hit down to Roden. Bumpers off his glove. Out in the center field. Burton backing him up. Takes the ball up, fires in the second. Neal keeps galloping, moves on to third base. And that'll go as a base hit. That ball took an erratic bounce. Rhodes slipped his glove up at the last moment. Trying to grab it, and he just hit the tip end of his glove. Squirted away from it. O'Campy will be given a base hit on that one. first baseman out of system. Second inning, he's 0-1. Line fastball was cracked in there for the strike. Jimmer batting at 225. The Dodgers in the fourth with one out have runners at first and third. They're leading Pittsburgh 3-2. And King and Johnny O'Brien get up to start the throw game in bullpen for Pittsburgh. Line fires another strike to the plate. Count now is 0-2. The end of 3.5 innings at Philadelphia. The Bills are leading the Giants 3-1. Zimmer swings, fouls the next pitch away off the first base side to the crowd. Down faces him, no balls, two strikes. Punches it off to the right foul. That goes into the crowd. strike. Kovacs busy revving up a new apple. Rosen represented the tying run for Pittsburgh, landing close to the best at first base. Hodges holds the corner on him. One on, nobody out, top, but there's 3-2 Brooklyn. Kovacs curve is slammed out into right center field. That's going to be in for a base hit, maybe first for bases. Bill Burton has made the turn. He's on his way to third. The ball goes to the corner and the break in the wall, and Burton comes on in to score, and Hank Boyles, the big guy, has tripled. Well, that makes a new ball game out of it. Boyles the triple to the deepest success of right center field. Give him a run out of end. That's hit number 5, run number 3 off Kovacs. Now it's all tied up 3-3. Complexion of it, just wait a minute. All these National League teams this year are about batting each other's brains out. Klein will come up to bat for himself. The Brooklyn infield draws in tight. Hank Boyles, who has just tripled in the tying run. Burton for first base, is on a third himself, representing the tie-breaking run. Kovacs ready, delivers, the pitch is swung on, and faces foul off to the right of the plate, up on top of the roof. Another strike one on Ronnie Klein. Then Levine up in a big hurry, throwing down in the Brooklyn bullpen. All tied at 3-3. Kovacs checks his runner at third, delivers the plate, and Klein takes it outside and high. One ball and one strike. Taking plenty of time now. Campanella pops him as a target. Boyles, hands on it, leads down off third. Takes a couple of chopping steps down as Kovacs delivers a fastball that's swung on at the plate and foul tip. One ball, two strike count on Ronnie Klein. Nobody out for Pittsburgh here in the top half of the fifth inning, and the lead runner's on at third. Single followed by a triple. It's tied this ball game up at 3-3. Kovacs down to the plate on the 1-2 count. Pitching high and outside for ball two. Two balls, two strikes. Ronnie Klein aware of 2-2, 22. Tall right-hand hitter at the plate right now for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Sandy eyes the runner. Boyles at third. Delivers 2-2. Overhand fastball. Swung on and missed for strike three. Kovacs hangs up a strikeout here underneath the inning. Johnny Nye has a total of 4 for his work this afternoon. Bob Clemente, right-hand hitting right fielder, starting the third batting around for Pittsburgh. He walked in the first, slide to right in the fourth inning. So he's 0 for 1, hitting a 248. Breaking run at third can still be gotten in on the sacrifice fly ball. And the Brooklyn infield still plays up ahead of the base pass. Kovacs delivers, Clemente swings and doesn't get one. It's right off the pitch. No balls and one strike. All locked up here, 3-3. Kovacs. In a spot, pitching to Bob Clemente. Dry breaking run at third in the first of Hank Boyles. Down comes that pitch, and Clemente lays off and kicks it high. 1-1. Levine still cranking up down in the Brooklyn bullpen. Not ready if manager Walter Olsen wants to use him. Clemente, all boys waiting at the plate. Kovacs lets him cool out of it as he canters over third base at Boyles. Then delivers 1-1. The fastball is hit through the hole. A shortstop into the field. Boyles comes in a trot to score the run to break the tie. Clemente is on. Ball ran through the hole at short and into left. That is the sixth hit and the fourth run given up by Kovacs. Pittsburgh leads it now 4-3. And with one out here in the fifth inning, Clemente is on at first base. batter coming up. Gene Freeze, who was struck out and popped up to third base to Don Zimmer. Freeze coming back to get a new bat. Four runs on six hits for Pittsburgh. For Brooklyn, three runs and three hits. Each side has had a home run hit for them. One for Pittsburgh in the fourth. Campanella hit his in the second inning for Brooklyn. A throw to first has Comelli leaping back at that bag. 4-3, Pittsburgh out in front. At the end of two and a half innings, it is St. Louis 3 and Milwaukee nothing. Milwaukee batting last half of the third. Down comes an overhand fastball. Freeze goes for it and misses it. That's strike one. By Grove. These second division ball clubs have really been raising the havoc for those clubs that have been fighting it out the first division. Clubs, the Pirates have come to life. It's a swing on. There's a high fly ball out along the left field line. Coming over is Elmer Valle, who is near the stand. He cannot get it. It's back about four rows. Long loud strike to Gene Freeze.
St. Louis 3 and Milwaukee nothing.
Cincinnati and Chicago tied at the end of 2-1-1. Go back to Withers. The pitch is swung on and hit away foul. Spins back to the net. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, one on. Top half of the fifth inning. Two runs been scored by Pittsburgh, and they've picked up the lead here in the top half of the fifth inning. Score 4-3. Colfax, all set now to pitch to Dick Gross. Comes down to him, the slow curve, and caught after it. Hits a high foul ball. This will spin away from Hodges as he runs to the stand. So, go into second tier. Anderson will be playing a doubleheader here at Ebbets Field tomorrow. Del Magley and Roger Craig are scheduled to be the Brooklyn starting pitchers against Bob Friend and Charles Whammy Douglas. Colfax ready to pitch Skinner on the tune-up stop. Runners with leads at first and second. Colfax down to the plate. Skinner takes a lineup fastball. Low again. That's ball three.
Comes Groats. Skinner winds up at third on the throw-in.
top of the left. Those two runs are charged to Kopat, runs 5 and 6. Well, Pittsburgh hit comes off Labine. Well, before we have the next batter up, let's put your pause for station identification. Look on Dodger Radio Network.
Dial 1460 WOKO, your Brooklyn Dodgers station in Albany, New York. It's 330 WOKO time.
Pittsburgh batter, the ninth man up, Del Mazeroski, takes a strike. Runners at second and third. Bond delivers. Mazeroski takes a curve at the knee. Strike two. First base is open. Runners at second and third. Two down in the fifth inning. This is the ninth man to come to bat in the fifth inning. Pittsburgh has chased in 4 runs. The lead is now 6-3. Runner at second base. Thomas is the responsibility of LeBine, who pitches the plate outside and low. Now the count on Mazeroski. Skinner, the runner at third, is the last responsibility of the now departed Kopat. The end of 5 innings, Philadelphia leads New York. 3-1. LeBine delivers, 1-2, and they pitch a swung on and loop. Short left center field, going back is Sean O'Neill to make it over the shoulder, running away tag. Well, that does it. And they're returning. It was a big one for Pittsburgh. Pick up 4 runs on 4 hits. No errors. There were 2 men left on. A score at the end of 4.5 innings of play to Pittsburgh 6. And the Brooklyn Dodgers have 3.
To the fifth inning. Pirates 6, Dodgers 3. Jim Gillian coming up and right back to Al.
Well, when this ball game started, in the early stages of it, it looked as though Ronnie Clyde wouldn't be around very long. But he's not only around, he's ahead. Pittsburgh leads it 6-3, and Clyde is now ready to pitch to Jim Gillian to start things in the last half of the fifth inning. Gillian is 0-2. Ryan comes in there with a fastball right under the letters, strike one. 6 runs, 7 hits for Pittsburgh, 3 runs, 3 hits for Brooklyn. Fly back to the plate to Gilliam. Swats at it, hits a bounding ball to second. Mazeroski doubles it up, fires to first base, and Gilliam goes down. 1 away in the bottom of the fifth inning. Gino Cimoli making his first appearance of the afternoon after having taken over defensively for Paul Perillo in the fifth inning. Batting at 303 with 9 home runs and 44 runs batted in. Klein gets his motion started. The gangly right-hander delivers. Cimoli takes a fastball laid in at the waist. That's like one. One out, bases empty, bottom of the fifth. Pittsburgh 6, Brooklyn 3. With an overhand fastball, gets it in there low. Cimoli's count, 1 ball and 1 strike. Repeating at the end of 3, St. Louis 3, Milwaukee nothing. Cincinnati, Chicago tied up at 2, 1-1. The pitch to Cimoli, the curveball, right under his chin. He just snaps his head back, takes ball 2. 1-1 on Gino. Action on the 2-1 count. Fires fastball and then trips up the middle. Back up shortstop. Grote has the ball bounced away from him. He can't make a play as Cimoli gets on at first base on Grote's fielding error. That's the second Pittsburgh error. Clemente was charged with a throwing error earlier in the ball game. So
Everybody's talking.
Yes, everybody's talking about the new Oldsmobile at Rose Oldsmobile, Central and Banning in Albany. The man of distinction deserves the car of distinction, the 1957 Oldsmobile. You can step up to the beautiful new Oldsmobile for a lot less than you might think.
Get Rose's deal on Oldsmobile.
Lots of people have already gotten Rose's deal on Oldsmobile, and they keep coming back time after time. Over 67% of Rose Oldsmobile sales are repeat sales to old customers. There's a reason. Rose Oldsmobile has a skilled staff of factory-trained mechanics and a modern service shop that assures top-notch performance for your old throughout the life of the car. Low price on initial purchase, guaranteed service satisfaction, 100% dealer reliability. That's why everybody's saying,
get Rose's deal on Oldsmobile, get Rose's deal on Oldsmobile, get Rose's deal.
Rose Oldsmobile, Central and Manning in Albany.
So far, beginnings have been completed here at Ebbets Field. And as we go to the top of the sixth inning with Burton coming on, we see that Pittsburgh has 6 runs, 7 hits, and 2 errors, and Brooklyn 3 runs, 3 hits, and no errors.
Thank you, Al. Hi, everybody. Bill Verdon has walked and singled, batting .261. Levine sends him a sinker, a little low, ball one. Verdon foils and climbs the way the Pirates could do up here in the sixth. Levine comes back 1-0, and the pitch is tapped slowly halfway to the mound. Levine down to field it, gets his man. One up, one away. Hank Foyles has hit into a double play and tripled into the alleyway in right center in the fifth inning. Hank batting .270. Lucky strike, blowing smoke rings to you from Ebbets Field in Brooklyn, wishing you the very best wherever you may be. The Mines fastball in for the strike on one. Lovely day in New York. In the prospects of fine weather for tomorrow's doubleheader, Bob Friend and Charlie Douglas, probably Magley and Craig for Brooklyn. Pitch is outside, 1-1. Pirates 6-3 in the sixth inning. Nothing new out of Milwaukee at the end of 4.5. Cardinals 3-0. The 1-1 pitch. Curveball, cut on and missed, 1-2. Fine, looks in to get a sign, now Clem ready. And 1-2 pitch to Hank Foyles, just outside, 2-2. We have over 6,000 knothole youngsters here today as guests of the management. Happy to see all the kids out at the ballpark. Boy, it's perpetual motion, too, in the upper left field stand. Levine delivers 2-2. Sidearm curve, fouled away. Count remains 2-2. The Cardinals did not score in the sixth inning. So now, at the end of 5.5 innings of play, Cardinals 3, Milwaukee nothing. Larry Jackson and Lou Burdette. Cardinals snapped a 9-game losing streak last night, and in winning, broke a Milwaukee 10-game winning streak. The 2-2 pitch to Hank Foyles. Sharp curve, but he checked his swing, and the pitch is low. Ball 3. Full count. Strike 3. Oh, Hank Foyles caught looking. 2 down now in the sixth inning, and Ronnie Klein coming up. Klein has struck out twice today. He has 4 hits this year. 2 out, bases empty in the sixth inning. Pirates 6-3. When the Dodgers bat in the bottom of the sixth inning, they'll have Vallow, Neal, and Campanella. Fastball fouled away, 0-1. 6-3 Pittsburgh, two out in the sixth. Wind up and the strike one pitch. Fastball fouled at the plate. 0-2. Thing is, Campanella right in the chest protector, right in the middle of the chest. It shook him up. Oh, and two to Ronnie Klein. Two pitch to Ronnie. Sharp curve. It stays high. Ball one. 1-2. Klein trying to squeeze a wrinkle into that ball. Klein just waiting. Now Clem ready. And 1-2 pitch. Sidearm curve. High and away. 2-2. Working very slowly and deliberately on Ronnie Klein, trying to nail him now to close out the inning. Two balls, two strikes. Clem ready and a 2-2. Sinker outside, ball three. Delivers 3-2. Pitch cut on and fouled away in the upper deck off first base. So the count remains 3 balls, 2 strikes. Sandy Koufax started when 4 2/3 and had to come out. All 6 runs charging in Sandy. Ronnie Klein has had some rough luck this year. He has 3 wins and 15 defeats. He's still in there for Pittsburgh. 3-2 pitch to Mr. Klein, and it's rat foul into the seats off first base. Two to Klein. On deck, Bob Clemente. Pirates 6, Dodgers 3. In the sixth inning with 2 outs. Klein waiting. Now Levine is ready. And the 3-2 pitch. Cut on and hit foul down the right field line. So it's quite a duel going on. Ronnie Klein and Clem Levine. You'll be able to make your plans and be with us tomorrow for the doubleheader. Plenty of seats for it. Weatherman says it's going to be fine. And you can also play a game of scoreboard out here and watch the Cardinal-Milwaukee doubleheader. 3-2 pitch is taken at the knees, called strike three. So Ronnie Klein, for the third time today, strikes out. Levine strikes out 2 men now. For the Pirates in the sixth, they go out in order. At the end of 5.5 innings of play, Pittsburgh 6 and Brooklyn 3. Now let's get over to Al.
Well, baseball experts, here comes another Lucky Strike baseball quiz. But first, a moment to relax and light up a light smoke. A better-tasting Lucky Strike. Yes, sir, fine tobacco alone tastes right. And Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. All fine tobacco. Naturally, like good-tasting tobacco. That's toasted, tastes even better. So light up a light smoke. Light up a Lucky. You'll say it's the best-tasting cigarette you ever smoked. Now, here's our Lucky Strike baseball quiz. Who holds the modern Major League record for the most innings pitched in a season? Who holds the modern Major League record for the most innings pitched in a season? Well, the answer is in 1908, Big Ed Walsh of the Chicago White Sox pitched 464 innings for the modern Major League record. Well, that fact can be found on page 150 of the Schaefer Lucky Strike Baseball Guide and Record Book. Now, just a limited supply of these fine books are left, fans, so get yours right away. Send 50 cents, your name and address, to Baseball Guide, Box 35,
Brooklyn 1, New York. Now, Vinny sends us along into the last half of inning number 6. Elmer Vallow to lead it off. Elmer has walked and flied to right. In the Dodger bullpen now, begin to stir, and Don Drysdale loosening up. Vallow, Neal, and Campanella. Elmer hitting 314. 6-3 Pirates, bottom of the sixth inning. Vallow settles in the hitter's box, and Klein ready to pitch. Ronnie delivers for a strike, 1-1. Outfield split on Elmer, big gap in left center. Klein ready, and the strike 1-1. Cut on and hit down to Bill Mazeroski, who just waits for it to come to him and then throws to first. One up, one away. Charlie Neal hit back to the box and walked. Charlie hitting 268. The Dodgers led 3-0. The Pirates got 2 in the fourth inning and then came up with 4 runs in the fifth. So they had the lead 6-3. Ronnie Klein delivers, and Charlie Neal fouls it at the plate, 0-1. Klein ready. Strike 1 pitch to Neal. Just outside. 1-1. To Charlie Neal. Fastball that misses. Ball 2-1. Magley and Craig, Friend and Douglas in the doubleheader tomorrow. Klein comes back to Neal 2-1. The fastball is tapped down to short. Groat charges. Short hops it. Flips over to first, and we have 2 outs. Campanella is 2-for-2 in a home run with Elmer Vallow aboard in the second inning and got a bad bounce single off Dick Groat's glove in the fourth. Campy 2-for-2 batting 243. Outfield on Campanella. Deep straight away. Klein delivers and the curveball is outside. Ball 1. And the Dodgers have played some good ball games this year, low-scoring affairs. 2 series at Pittsburgh have really been something. 1-0 pitch is on the corner for a strike, 1-1. Earlier this year, if you remember, in a 4-game series, the scores were 4-3, 3-2, 2-1, and 1-0. A tough one. 1-1-ers just outside, ball 2, 2-1. It's also reflected. When you look at the series, this is the 19th meeting. The Dodgers have won 10 and the Pirates 8. The 2-1 pitch to Campanella. Fastball at the knees for a strike, 2-2. In games played here at Ebbets Field, the Dodgers have taken 4 of 6. I'll bet you the Pirates are about as tough a last-place club at home as there have been around in a long time. 2-2 pitch to Campanella, cut on and looped to center field. Burton, who is deep, is charging, but it drops in for the base hit. So with 2 out, Campanella singles to center for his 3rd hit. He's 3-for-3. So it's really been, I guess, offensively, the Pirates against Campanella. For the Dodgers have only 4 hits, and Roy has 3 of them. Don Zimmer, the batter, is bounced out and struck out, hitting 224. Zimmer might very well call the future of Labine in this one as to what he does up there at the plate. First pitch, a little high, ball 1. With Drysdale throwing down in the bullpen and the pitcher spot due to follow Zimmer. He gets on, Austin might go to his bench. Klein takes a look at Campanella. The 1-0 pitch is fastball in for the strike, 1-1. The Milwaukee Braves have come up with 2 runs in the 6th inning. Well, that's a tough one out there. Cardinal 3 and Braves 2. The end of the 6th, Red King Dean hit a home run with a man aboard to get the 2 over in a hurry. The 1-1 of the Zimmer. Fastball, a line drive on a bounce into center field for the base hit. Campanella stops at second. Roy is
is not running well at all. I don't know whether he just decided he wouldn't take a turn or if that toe of his is bothering him, but he was kind of running very gingerly down toward second. All right, Zimmer singles. Campanella goes to second, and Rube Walker will hit for Clem Levine. Well, it's a first and second, two out in the sixth inning, 6-3 Pittsburgh. Arroyo and Elroy Face in the Pirate bullpen as Rube Walker is announced to the crowd. Rube batting 200. There's two home runs and 16 runs batted in. So Levine works an inning in the third. Gives up a hit but no run. Struck out two. Rube Walker hitting for Levine here in the sixth. We'll see Don Drysdale in the seventh inning. Ronnie Klein in a jam now, just staring in to get his sign. Rube Walker waiting. Check of the base runners, the pitch to the plate, and Walker takes low, ball one. On deck, Jim Gilliam. Delivers 1-0 to Walker, who checks his swing, and that pitch is low, ball two. 2-0. The Ronnie's starting to dig a hole now. Campanella at second, and trying to stay off his left foot, I believe. I think it's bothering him. And Don Zimmer, a big lead at first, since the right side of the infield is deep. The 2-0 pitch to Walker, cut on and fouled away. 2-1. The end of this inning, we'll have a complete rundown of all the scores, pitches involved, any home runs that might have been hit in both leagues. Two and one, the count to pinch hitter Rube Walker. 6-3 Pirates, two out in the sixth inning. Line up on top, now ready. And the 2-1 pitch, Walker swings and fouls it away, 2-2. We have the paid attendance for you, 6,830, 6830. 1,835 ladies, 6,000 not old youngsters, so all told, 14,665. All right, juice is up here in the sixth inning, 6-3 Pittsburgh. Campanella off second, Zimmer a big lead at first. Staring down the barrel. Now he's ready. The 2-2 pitch. Walker takes in there. Call strike three. A towel comes flying out of the Dodger dugout as Walker stays up at home plate to argue with plate umpire Bill Baker. Oh, well, Rube Walker is caught looking at a third strike. And for the Dodgers in the sixth inning, no runs, two hits, two men left on. The end of six innings of play, Pittsburgh 6 and Brooklyn 3. Now for all the other scores, here's Al.
The Giants and the Phillies at the end of seven innings of play. The Phillies lead the Giants 3-1. Gomez started for New York, Monzat in the third, and Constable in the third. Stanford pitching this game for the Phillies. St. Louis and Milwaukee at the end of sixth inning. It is St. Louis 3 and Milwaukee has 2. Jackson for St. Louis. And for Milwaukee, it is Burdette. Shane Dinks, as Benny told you, in the sixth with one on, had his 12th home run of the year for the Milwaukee Braves. Cincinnati and Chicago at the end of five innings, all tied at one apiece. Jeff goes to Cincinnati, and for Chicago, it is Hillman. Robinson in the first with nobody on had his 22nd home run of the year for Cincinnati. Over in the American League at the end of six and a half innings of play, it is 5-2 in favor of the Yankees over Baltimore. With Chance going for the Yankees, Moore starting for Baltimore, Odell in the first inning. Kell in the sixth with one on, had a home run for the Baltimore Birds. Chicago and Detroit at the end of four innings of play, it is 5-4, Chicago leading Detroit. Darrington starting for Chicago and Staley in the third. Burke commenced for Detroit and tried to relieve him in the first inning. Minoso in the first with the bases loaded. It is ninth home run of the year for the White Sox. Slater, the pitcher, had a home run in the second with two on. That is his second of the year for the Detroit Tigers. Boston and Washington at the end of five and a half innings of play. It's 13-0. Washington, Clapper, and Boston. Cornelius started for Boston, Porterfield in the first, and Munson in the fourth. Kemmer for Washington. Yost in the fourth with the bases empty, hit his ninth home run. Tonight, Cleveland plays at Kansas City. Early win scheduled to go for Cleveland, 13-13, against Kansas City's Ned Gerber, who has won 5 and has lost 10. Well, that's all the information right after the minute from the Lucky Strike scoreboard. Back to the action, and here's Vic.
Don Drysdale takes over for Brooklyn now, pitching to Bob Clementi in the right-handed curve, in for the strike, 0-1. Seventh inning, Pirates 6, Brooklyn 3. After Walker was called out on strikes, a lot of the Dodgers getting on plate umpire Bill Baker. But he warned them, and they finally quieted down. Fastball at the knees for the second strike, 0-2. Clementi has walked, slide to right, and singled, batting .250. Pirates, 6 runs, 7 hits, and 2 errors. Dodgers, 3 runs, 5 hits, no errors. Drysdale bends the curve, it's outside, 1-2. Keep an eye out on that Cardinal-Milwaukee ball game for you as soon as you have anything further to report. At the moment, the end of 6, it's 3-2 Cardinals. Drysdale bends at the waist to get his sign. Have a lanky right-hander ready. Sidearm curve is cut on. A high foul back of the plate. Campanella starts to come back, but he has no play. One ball, two strikes to Bob Clementi. Freeze and growth, the way the Pirates did here in the seventh. Drysdale ready. The 1-2 pitch to Clementi. Sidearm fastball, a tip fair, just inside the right field line and down into the Dodger bullpen. By the time that Cimoli surrounds it down there in the corner, Clementi has himself a stand-up double. So Clementi doubles into the right field corner to open up things in the seventh inning. That ball took a couple of tricky hops after it went into the bullpen. It hit the protective railing in front of the dugout down here and all the way down under the old wooden bench. Clementi at second base. Nobody out, and the batter, Gene Freeze, struck out twice and popped up, hitting .281. Pirates 6, Dodgers 3. Seventh inning. He's waiting, Drysdale ready, and delivers Dean around a bunt and withdraws the bat, and the pitch is in for a strike on one. Hodges ready to come to the plate. Zimmer playing catty corner at third. On one. Drysdale has a sign, now turns on the rubber. Check second, and the strike one pitch. Freeze does bunt it. Drysdale down along with Zimmer. They bump together, and there will be a play made. Zimmer charging the bunt. Drysdale coming down off the mound had his back to third base, and Zimmer bumped into him, and both men just overran the ball. No one touched it, so Freeze has himself a bunt single. Clementi advancing to third. Runners at first and third with nobody out. The batter, Dick Groat, hitting .332. The infield drawn up now as Groat settles in. Dick is 1-for-2, hit into a double play, doubled and walked. Drysdale ready, checks his runners. Now delivers to Groat. Sidearm fastball nubbed halfway to the mound. Campanella's play is to first base. Clementi holds at third. Down to second goes Gene Freeze. So Groat taps out and Freeze advances to second. Runners at second and third. One out. And the batter, Bob Skinner. Skinner today popped out. Hit a two-run home run in the fourth inning and walked. Batting .314. The first base open, so we'll see how they play it now. Frank Thomas on deck. And they'll put him on. So Bob Skinner will get an intentional walk, and they'll concentrate on Frank Thomas. Drysdale serves up his second wide one. Good time to light up a cigarette, huh? Feel like one? Try a light smoke. Try a lucky strike. Skinner gets his intentional walk and trots to first. Gene Freese at second, Bob Clementi at third. One out in the seventh inning, Pirates six, Dodgers three, and the batter, Frank Thomas. Frank is bounced out and singled and doubled. Thomas hitting 301. The infield in double play depth now. On deck, Bill Mazeroski. Don Besson begins to throw in the Brooklyn bullpen. Drysdale checks his men, now goes to a full windup and delivers a curve and on the inside corner for a strike, going one. The 6-3 Pirates are trying to get some more here in the seventh. Drysdale trying to keep them away. Down to his windup and the strike one pitch. Curveball, cut on and missed, 0-2. The Cardinals did not score in the seventh. The Braves are at bat in the bottom of the seventh, and the Cardinals lead 3-2. On two, the count to Frank Thomas. Base is loaded, one out. Drysdale ready, and the strike two pitch. Curveball got him swinging. Drysdale throwing curves to Thomas, strikes him out. Two down, and here's Bill Mazeroski. Mazeroski struck out, hit into a fourth play, and popped up. Batting 289. Drysdale winds and delivers. Curveball, cut on and missed for a strike, going one. Gene Freese, feeling a little frisky down there at second. On a pitch to the plate, he ran halfway to third, and then kind of looked at Clementi and backed off again. 0-1. Drysdale delivers the strike one pitch, and the curve is fouled away outside of first. 0-2. Strikes on Mazeroski. Walter Alston is calling his outfield, in particular Duke Snyder, to come up and play a little more shallow. Mazeroski beat Brooklyn a ball game at Ford Field, looping one into center. Strike two pitch. Curve in the dirt. Blocked nicely by Campanella. One ball, two strikes. Pirates six, Dodgers three. Two out in the seventh inning. The Bucks have the bases loaded. Bob Skinner at first. Gene Freese at second. Bob Clementi at third. 1-2 to Mazeroski. McGillion, Simoli, and Snyder when the Dodgers hit in the bottom of the seventh. Drysdale shakes no. Now down to his windup. And the 1-2 pitch. Curveball just outside and low. 2-2. Did not score in the seventh. So at the end of seven, Cardinals 3, Milwaukee 2. Drysdale delivers 2-2. Curveball got him swinging. Well, Don Drysdale with the bases loaded and one out strikes out Frank Thomas and Bill Mazeroski. The end of 6.5 innings of play. It remains Pirates 6 and Dodgers 3. And before we get to the bottom of the seventh inning, let's listen to Al.
Well, the lucky seventh. Time for all the hometown fans to stand up and be counted. Well, I guess I'll do likewise. Stretch way out. That feel good. Lucky strike means fine tobacco, and fine tobacco alone tastes right. That's great. You know, that's why they say Lucky tastes better. Friend, light up a light smoke. Light up a Lucky. You'll say it's the best tasting cigarette you ever smoked. Simole and Snyder. We start things for the Dodgers in the last half of the seventh inning. 6 runs, 9 hits, and 2 errors. Pittsburgh for Brooklyn, 3 runs, 5 hits, and no errors. Back to the action. All set, Ben?
Right, Al. Jim Gilliam has flied to center and twice bounced out, batting .249. Gilliam, Simole, and Snyder, bottom of the seventh. The Pirates leading 6-3. Gene Freeze playing way inside the bag at third, right on the grass. Klein delivers. Gilliam takes outside and high. Ball one. 1-0. Remember that doubleheader tomorrow now. Bob Friend and Charlie Douglas. Sal Mangley and Roger Craig for Brooklyn. Pass ball fouled away. 1-1. Making his 23rd start. He's completed 5 ball games. Ronnie delivers 1-1. Gilliam looks at a slow curve and it misses outside. Ball two. 2-1. Pitch to Junior. Fastball in there. 2-2. And Gilliam mad now. Walks away from the batter's box. His jaws are working. He goes over to get the rosin bag from the on-deck batter, Gino Simole. And now some voices out of the Dodger dugout, and here comes Bill Baker, and I think somebody's going to get the boot. Walter Alston comes out and starts to argue to Baker, but I think somebody's been chased. And you can trace all this bitterness, not so much on that pitch to Gilliam, but on the 2-2 pitch to Rube Walker that was the called strike three in the sixth inning. The Dodgers are still smarting about that one. And it finally erupted here in the seventh, and we'll see if somebody's been chased. It appeared so. Alston going back into the dugout. Haven't seen anybody get up yet, so it might just have been a warning. No one has moved. The 2-2 pitch now to Jim Gilliam. Fastball, foul back. Count remains 2-2. Boy, ball players have memories like elephants. They can remember a call from weeks ago. The 2-2 pitch, a curveball, hit down to Gross left. Dick is up with it, throws over to first in time. One up, one away. Get a station break in right now. This is the Brooklyn Dodgers Radio Network.
Dial 1460 WOKO, your Brooklyn Dodgers station in Albany, New York. 10 minutes past 4 o'clock, WOKO time.
Gino Simole, the batter, and here comes Baker again. And he drops his mask as he walks over towards the dugout, and somebody's going this time. That's no doubt about it. Big Don Newcomb has been given the boot. Just as we hit the air, Baker whirled around and walked in over to the dugout, and Newcomb is gone. We didn't see him leave, but as a guess, it might be that Johnny Padres was chased. We'll have to check with Tech Rickett. We know Newcomb left. You could see Don get up and go. We'll check about Padres. The pitch to Gino Simole, foul back, on one. The Dodger bench boiling. And Newcomb has been kicked out. And we're going to check and see if Padres is chased. Strike one pitch. Curveball in for the strike. Going two. One of the boys on the other side of the booth had a little bit better angle and saw Padres get up and leave the bench. Whether he was told to go or not, we have to wait and see. The 0-2 pitch to Simole. Fastball fouled away. Bottom of the seventh, Pirates 6, Dodgers 3. The 0-2 pitch. Curveball cut on and missed, and down goes Simole. Johnny Klein. He retired two men here in the seventh inning, leading 6-3 and facing Duke Snider now. Snider's doubled, walked, and fouled out, batting 281. Snider waiting. Klein delivers, and the pitch is cut on and fouled away. 0-1. And we now have confirmation about Johnny Padres. He also was kicked out of the ballgame. So both Don Newcomb and Johnny Padres chased from the bench by plate umpire Bill Baker. Bouncer into the hole on the right side. Mazeroski juggles, stays with it, and makes the play. So the Dodgers go out in the seventh inning, 1-2-3. And at the end of seven, score remains Pittsburgh 6 runs, 9 hits, and 2 errors. The Dodgers 3 runs, 5 hits, and no errors. Before we get to the eighth, here's Al.
We'd like to remind all of you, friends, that there is a limited number of the Schaefer Lucky Strike Baseball Guide and Record Books left. So if you haven't your copy, it might be a good idea to get in action right away and get yours. All you have to do to get the Schaefer Lucky Strike Baseball Guide and Record Book, a little article is really crammed full of a wealth of baseball information. Just send 50 cents, your name and address, to Baseball Guide, Box 35, Brooklyn 1, New York. That's 50 cents, your name and address, to Baseball Guide, Box 35, Brooklyn 1, New York. We'll be glad to have that Schaefer Lucky Strike Baseball Guide and Record Book. There's an awful lot of time and many times an awful lot of argument. There's quite an argument going here at Ebbets Field, 6-3 in favor of the Pirates right now as we move to the top of the eighth inning. The last third of the Pirate batting order, it's Bill Burden stepping up. Come on, Ben.
Well, there's no argument at Washington. The Washington Senators lead the Boston Red Sox at the end of six innings, 16-0. Case closed. Bill Burden swing with a high drive to deep left center field. That's a way out there and curving towards the stands and gone in the second row of seats. So Bill Burden whacked one out, his eighth home run. Oh, that makes the Pirates 7-3. We pick up another 1,000 free luckies to be sent to the Veterans Hospital at Northport, Long Island. 7-3 Pittsburgh in the eighth. The Cardinals didn't score in the eighth, so the Braves are at bat, trailing 3-2 in the bottom of the eighth inning. Here's Hank Coyle, 1-for-3 at triple. Drysdale curves in and misses, ball one. Coyle's hitting .269, hit into a double play, tripled and struck out. The 1-0 pitch, fastball, grounded down to Neal. Charlie up with it cleanly, makes his play to Hodges in time for the out. Ronnie Klein coming up. Ronnie has had a gritty performance. He gave up 3 runs in the first 2 innings. The only time in today's ballgame he has retired the Dodgers in order was in the 7th inning. He's hung in there, and he's leading 7-3 here in the 8th inning. Klein with 4 hits this year. Drysdale's fastball is in for the strike on 1. From the Dodgers' bat in the bottom of the 8th, they'll have Hodges, Vallow, and Neal. Strike 1 pitch, side on curve, and a half swing. It's over. 0-2. Drysdale delivers a strike 2 pitch, and the curve is low, ball 1, 1-2. Pirates 7 runs on 10 hits. 2 of them have been home runs, committed 2 errors. Dodgers 3 runs, 5 hits, no errors. Side on curve is just low, 2-2. Drysdale delivers, fastball fouled away outside of first. Hodges running it down. 2 balls, 2 strikes. crowd of 6,830 on hand. We have 1,800 ladies here and 6,000 knothole youngsters. Nice crowd on a pleasant Saturday. Hope you'll be with us tomorrow for the doubleheader. Should be a good one. 2-2 pitch is low. Ball three. Bob Friend and Charlie Douglas for Pittsburgh, and the Dodgers countering with Sal Magley and Roger Craig. Dodgers deliver 3-2. Fastball is in there, and for the fourth time today, Ronnie Klein has struck out, and he has kind of a sheepish grin on his face as he started to walk away from the plate. Of course, they don't pay Ronnie to hit. Two down on the batter, Bob Clemente, batting .253. Bob is a single and a double in three at-bats. He knows also a walk. 7-3 Pirates, two out in the eighth. Drysdale delivers, curveball, cut on and missed, 0-1. One pitch, curveball, cut on and missed, 0-2. Clemente waiting, 0-2. Drysdale delivers, fastball low, ball one, 1-2. All over at Philadelphia. The Phillies knocked off the Giants 3-1. The 1-2 pitch. Curveball cut on and missed, strike three as Clemente reached for it and now fires his bat away in disgust, and every Pirate in the dugout ready to take the field just froze, watching that bat come sailing back. In the eighth inning, one run on one hit. The home run by Bill Verdon. Nobody left on and there were no errors. At the end of 7.5 innings of play, the Pirates 7 and the Dodgers 3. Now here's Al.
Well, what does the pitcher mean when he says, "I've got the book on the next batter"? Well, he's simply stating that he's got the complete scouting report on that player. He knows how to pitch to him and how the team should play him. Well, now, Ben, if he said he's got the book on real smoking enjoyment, he's discovered the better taste of Lucky Strike. Fine tobacco alone tastes right. And LSMFT. Lucky Strike means fine tobacco all the way through. Naturally light, naturally good-tasting tobacco that's toasted to taste even better. So, friend, light up a light smoke. Light up a Lucky. Enjoy the best-tasting cigarette you ever smoked. Now to the last half of inning number 8. Ronnie Klein back to the mound for the Pirates, who are leading in this ball game 7-3. Rogers will be the first batter, then Elmer Battle to follow him, and Charlie Neal will be up there swinging first. Swinging right into action now, here's Vince.
Well, Gil Hodges has bounced out, struck out, and slid to right, batting .305. Hodges, Vallow, and Neal, should anybody get on, maybe Campanella. Hodges staring at his bat to see if there are any chips in it. Now gets in the batter's box, and we're about ready. Klein winds and delivers. Ronnie's first pitch is over for the strike, 0-1. Klein has had pretty good control. He's walked just three men, struck out five. Strike one pitch, fastball cut on, a high drive to deep right field. Clemente's looking up and watching that ball. It's going to hit against the scoreboard, and Clemente goes up and grabs it. We have a pretty good breeze blowing from the right field corner, slanting over towards the left field corner, and Clemente had given up on the ball. He had turned his back to home plate and was just going to play the count. And then when that ball started to die in the breeze, Clemente at the last second jumped against the boards and grabbed it. So Hodges flies to deep right, one out in the eighth inning. Elmer Vallow has walked, flied to right, and bounced out, batting .311. Klein delivers, and Elmer swings and foul tips it, 0-1. Braves have come up with a run in the eighth inning to tie it out there. Well, Milwaukee with two runs in the sixth inning, one in the eighth, now tied the Cardinals 3-3. The strike one pitch to Vallo, taken in there, 0-2. 7-3 Pittsburgh, bottom of the eighth inning, one out. On deck, Charlie Neils. Klein ready, and the strike two pitch. Fastball got him swinging, so Vallo goes down. Six strikeouts for Ronnie Klein, and the batter, Charlie Neils. Now, thought about the wind affecting that fly ball that Hodges hit in the eighth inning. There are always a couple of people who will disagree and say, how can the wind bother baseball? It really can. There was an article in the Saturday Evening Post not long ago about the wind. And if you remember that bridge out in Tacoma, Washington, remember that buckled and fell down in a windstorm a number of years ago? Neil swings at a pitch and doesn't get it, 0-1. At the end of 7.5 innings of play, the Pirates 7 and the Dodgers 3. Now here's Al.
Well, what does the pitcher mean when he says, I've got the book on the next batter? Well, he's simply stating that he's got the complete scouting report on that player. He knows how to pitch to him and how the team should play him. Well, now, Ben, if he said he's got the book on real smoking enjoyment, he's discovered the better taste of Lucky Strike. Fine tobacco alone tastes right. And LSMFT. Lucky Strike means fine tobacco all the way through. Naturally light, naturally good-tasting tobacco that's toasted to taste even better. So, friend, light up a light smoke. Light up a Lucky. Enjoy the best-tasting cigarette you ever smoked. Now to the last half of inning number 8. Ronnie Klein back to the mound for the Pirates, who are leading in this ball game 7-3. Hodges will be the first batter, then Elmer Vallo will follow him, and Charlie Neal will be up there swinging third. Swinging right into action now, here's Vince.
Well, Gil Hodges has bounced out, struck out, and flied to right, batting 305. Hodges, Vallo, and Neal, should anybody get on, maybe Campanella. Hodges staring at his bat to see if there are any chips in it. Now gets in the batter's box and we're about ready. Klein winds and delivers. Ronnie's first pitch is over for the strike on one. Klein has had pretty good control. He'd walked just three men. Struck out five. Strike one pitch, fastball cut on a high drive to deep right field. Clemente's looking up and watching that ball. It's going to hit against the scoreboard, and Clemente goes up and grabs it. We have a pretty good breeze blowing from the right field corner, slanting over towards the left field corner, and Clemente had given up on the ball. He had turned his back to home plate and was just going to play the carom. And then when that ball started to die in the breeze, Clemente at the last second jumped against the boards and grabbed it. So Hodges flies to deep right, one out in the eighth inning. Elmer Vallo has walked, flied to right, and bounced out, batting 311. Klein delivers, and Elmer swings and foul tips it, 0-1. Milwaukee Braves have come up with a run in the eighth inning to tie it out there. So Milwaukee with two runs in the sixth inning, one in the eighth, now tied the Cardinals 3-3. The strike one pitch to Vallo, taken in there, 0-2. 7-3 Pittsburgh, bottom of the eighth inning, one out. On deck, Charlie Neils. Klein ready, and the strike two pitch. Fastball got him swinging, so Vallo goes down. Six strikeouts for Ronnie Klein, and the batter, Charlie Neils. Now, thought about the wind affecting that fly ball that Hodges hit in the eighth inning. There are always a couple of people who will disagree and say, how can the wind bother baseball? It really can. There was an article in the Saturday Evening Post not long ago about the wind. And if you remember that bridge out in Tacoma, Washington, remember that buckled and fell down in a windstorm a number of years ago? Neil swings at a pitch and doesn't get it, 0-1. Well, we figured it must have been quite a wind to blow a bridge down. In the article, they explained the wind was only 40 miles per hour, and it blew that monster down. Strike one pitches up high, 1-1. It doesn't take much of a breeze to affect a little baseball. The 1-1 pitch to Charlie Neal, curveball cut on and popped up. Going out is Dick Groat, shielding his eyes from the sun, but calling all the way and makes the play. So for the second time today, the Dodgers have gone out in order in the last two innings. Now, the end of eight innings of play, the Pirates 7 and Brooklyn 3. And without further ado, here's Al.
Well, when you visit Ebbets Field tomorrow for the big Sunday doubleheader with the Pittsburgh Pirates, you'll find many mementos on the Ebbets Field souvenir stand. Why not pick up a few and make that baseball-minded youngster of yours the happiest kid on the block? There are Dodger caps and T-shirts. There are pennants and picture sets. And, of course, the fine Dodger yearbook with 48 entertaining pictures covering your favorite ball club from clubhouse to front office. On sale at the souvenir stand for 50 cents. It's also available by mail to yearbook, box 119, Brooklyn 1, New York. It's the same price, 50 cents and no extra postage charges whatsoever. At the end of eight innings, the Pittsburgh Pirates are leading the Brooklyn Dodgers 7-3. Pirates coming to bat now in the top half of the ninth inning. It'll be Freeze, Groat, and Skinner in that order, facing Don Drysdale, the third of the Brooklyn pitchers this afternoon. All right, then.
Well, Don Drysdale hoping to just keep the Pirates quiet in the ninth and hoping the Dodgers can get back into it in the bottom of the ninth, facing Gene Freeze. Freeze has struck out twice, popped up, and he was the boy who hit that bunt when Zimmer climbed up Drysdale's back and neither man could field it. Freeze hitting 283. Swings at a slow curve way out in front of it on one. Ninth inning, Pirates 7, Dodgers 3. A doubleheader coming up tomorrow. Strike one pitch, a half swing that's in there anyway, 0-2. Freeze arguing a bit with plate umpire Bill Baker. Drysdale has a sign. Now the strike two pitch. Sidearm fastball that jumps out of Campanella's glove. Ball one. 1-2. Drysdale ready. Now the 1-2 pitch to Freeze. Curve low and outside. 2-2. Drysdale ready, and the 2-2 pitch. Start on curve, low, ball three. Full count to Gene Freeze. Drysdale comes back to the plate now with his curve. It's fouled away, and Campy got bitten on the right hand by that one. 3-2. The end of eight innings, the Cardinals 3 and Milwaukee 3. Don McMahon is now pitching in the ninth inning for Milwaukee. It's conceivable, however, that Haney had hit for Burdette when the Braves got that run in the eighth inning. 3-2 pitch to Gene Freeze, goes behind him and all the way back to the backstop. Freeze is bewildered in the batter's box and now turns and goes to first. That pitch got away from Drysdale so much so that Freeze wasn't sure what had happened. I'll bet you the ball was at least 4 feet behind Freeze. And all the way back to the backstop. And on a 3-2 pitch, you know that one slipped. Freeze just stood in the batter's box. Still amazed at that one. Ball four. Without any doubt.
Dick Grote has hit into a double play, doubled, walked, and tapped out, hitting .331. Ninth inning, 7-3 Pittsburgh. Drysdale ready. Don delivers and pitches in for a strike. Grote around the bunt, just let it go by. Don Besson begins to loosen up now in the Brooklyn bullpen. Drysdale delivers 0-1. The fastball fouled away, 0-2, trickling on over into the Dodger dugout. Pirates 7, Brooklyn 3, ninth inning. Gene Freeze at first base, nobody out. Count to Grote, no balls, two strikes. Lucky Strike sending it all to you. Pitch to the plate is outside, ball one. 1-2. Throw to first, Gene Freeze back. Road waiting with the count, one ball, two strikes. Drysdale delivers, sidearm fastball, a line drive base hit to right field. Smoley up with the ball, Freeze holds on at second. So Drysdale in a jam here in the ninth inning. Runners at first and second, nobody out, and big men coming up. Skinner, Thomas, and Mazeroski. Skinner has popped out, hit a two-run home run, and has walked twice, once intentionally. Big left fielder batting .314. Hodges figuring that Skinner might be punting. Hodges even with the bag, and Zimmer playing a little sideways out there at third. Drysdale shakes no. Looks to his runners and delivers. Skinner, however, takes a full swing and doesn't get it on one. .713 Pittsburgh in the ninth. They'll check. Strike one pitch to Bob Skinner. In there for the second strike. He started a flick at it and then checked, but the pitch was over. 0-2. Gene Freeze right at the bag at second. Dick Grote, short lead at first. Two strikes on the batter. Everybody back in a normal depth. Strike two pitch to Skinner. Curveball just inside. Ball one. 1-2. Drysdale delivers, and the pitch is cut on and whacked down the left field line, and it's going foul. 1-2. To Bob Skinner. Runners holding here in the ninth. Nobody out. Now the 1-2 pitch. Curve cut on. A high fly ball to pretty shallow center. Snyder's right there. Wait. Takes it for the out. Freeze bluffs going, and the throw is cut off by Charlie Neal. One down. Runners holding at first and second, and the batter, Frank Thomas. Frank is bounced out, single, doubled, and struck out. Thomas batting .300. The Yankees knocked off Baltimore 6-2. When the Dodgers bat in the bottom of the ninth, they're due to send up Campanella, Zimmer, and Drysdale spots. Drysdale delivers, sidearm curve, gets it over for the strike. On one.
ninth inning. Thomas backs out for a moment, says something to Bill Baker. 0-1 to count. Drysdale turns now, checks his runners. And the strike one pitch, sidearm curve, cut on and missed, 0-2. To Thomas. Drysdale checks. Now delivers. Curveball cut on is a fly ball to shallow left. Elmer Vallow coming on. Under it. Takes it for the out. And Freeze, who is halfway to third, has to hustle back to second. Two down. That'll bring up Bill Mazeroski. Mazeroski has struck out twice. Hit into a fourth play and popped up. Batting 288. Still ready and delivers, and a curveball on the inside corner for a strike, 0-1. Two out, ninth inning, 7-3 Pittsburgh. Gene Freeze at second, Dick Grote at first. Drysdale serves up the strike one pitch, and it's a curve, cut on and missed, 0-2. The St. Louis Cardinals did not score in the ninth inning. So the Milwaukee Braves come to bat in the bottom of the ninth in a 3-3 tie. Freeze dancing off the bag at second. Drysdale just turns and bluffs him back. Now the strike two pitch. Sidearm curve, foul back, out of play. 0-2. Drysdale's ready. Checks his runners. Freeze still dancing. The strike two pitch. Sidearm fastball. Bounced down to Gilliam. It's easy for Jim to grab the ball and step on the bag for the fourth. Well, the Pirates in the ninth inning, no runs, one hit. They leave two men. There were no Dodger errors. And at the end of 8.5 innings of play, Pittsburgh 7 and Brooklyn 3. And before we get to the bottom of the ninth inning and find out about Campanella, Zimmer, and Drysdale's spot, let's listen to Al.
Well, are you all set for the last half of that ninth inning? Well, you are if you've got plenty of luckies on hand. And if none are handy, make a dash for a fresh pack. Good idea? That's a great idea. Man, there's no better cigarette than a lucky. You know why? Because fine tobacco alone tastes right. And a lucky is all fine tobacco. Right tobacco that tastes good from the start. And then it's toasted to taste even better. You'll know what I mean just as soon as you put a light to a lucky. Say, how about it right now? See, it's just about, about 4:35 here at Brooklyn. That's light-up time. Time to light up a light smoke. Light up a lucky, the best tasting cigarette you ever smoked. Before we get to the last half of the ninth inning, let's quickly duck in a station break. This is the Brooklyn Dodgers Radio Network.
Dial 1460 WOKO, your Brooklyn Dodgers station in Albany, New York. It's 437 WOKO time.
Last of the ninth inning, 7-3 Pirates. Roy Campanella first up. Campy's in the offensive man for Brooklyn today with a home run and two singles, batting 246. Klein delivers and misses high, ball one, 1-0. Luis Arroyo and Elroy Face loosening up in the Pirate bullpen just in case. Ronnie Klein delivers 1-0 to Campanella, gets it on the inside corner for a strike, 1-1. Roy Campanella, Don Zimmer, and then we'll see about Drysdale. Delivers delivers 1-1. Slow curve, low and outside. Ball two, 2-1. You know, in that Cardinal-Milwaukee game, we told you that McMahon pitched the ninth inning for Milwaukee. And we just guessed that maybe they had hit for Burdette in the eighth when they got the run. Cards must have been trying to do something. Campy, it's a line drive for a base hit to right field to open up things. So Roy is 4-for-4. Boy, he's been carrying the burden. The Dodgers have 6 hits off Ronnie Klein, and Campanella has 4 of them. Well, see, we have a runner now for Roy. He's looking around as if expecting someone to take his place. Johnny Roseboro is way down in the bullpen, and they're calling him in, I believe, to run for Campanella. So Roy, with 4-for-4 today, comes out, and Roseboro will run for him. So the Cardinals, we guess, it's just a long-range guess, must have been up to something in the ninth, even though they didn't score, for Warren Spahn had to come on and relieve Don McMahon. The Cardinals didn't score in the ninth, and now the Braves are at bat in the bottom of the ninth. That's all tied, 3-3. Okay, Roseboro at first base, running for Campanella. Don Zimmer, the batter. Klein delivers, Zimmer takes a strike, going 1. Milwaukee did not score in the bottom of the ninth inning. So out at County Stadium, they go into the 10th inning. The Cardinals and the Braves, all tied, 3-3. Klein back with a fastball. It's cut on and missed. 0-2. Zimmer is batting 228. Bounced out, struck out, and single to center. 7-3 Pirates. Bottom of the ninth. Klein set. The strike two pitch. Fastball. It's hit down the right field line. Slicing foul and out of play. Remains 0-2. Klein serves and Zimmer. It's a fly ball in the very shallow right center. Clemente coming over under it now, takes it for the out, and Roseboro gets back to first. One out. Randy Jackson is coming up to hit for Don Drysdale. Batting 224. He has one home run, 12 runs batted in. Klein delivers. Jackson takes a strike on 1. Pirates 7, Dodgers 3, one out, bottom of the ninth. Roseboro running for Campanella at first. Jackson swings at the next pitch, doesn't get it, 0-2. Eddie Robart loosening up in case the Dodgers should come to life here in the ninth. Strike two pitch has got on, a drive into right center, but Clemente's right there. Takes that one. Back to first comes Roseboro. Two out. So the Dodgers, with one out left to them, have Jim Gilliam coming up. Junior 0-for-4, batting 249. A gentle reminder now that doubleheader tomorrow, Bob Friend and Charlie Douglas, the Dodgers, Sal Magley, and Roger Craig. Gilliam swings a high fly ball again into right center. This time Bill Burden is calling, waits, and takes it for the out, and that does it. The Dodgers, no runs ahead, a man left on in the ninth inning, and she's all over. And final score, the Pirates 7 and the Dodgers 3. We'll be back with the final recap of the game in just a moment.
Light up the light smoke, a lucky strike. The right smoke, the light smoke, a lucky strike. For the taste that you like, light up a lucky strike. Light up a light smoke, a lucky strike.
Whatever you
your final totals for this afternoon's Pittsburgh win over the Brooklyn Dodgers. For the Pirates, 7 runs, 11 hits, 2 errors. They had 8 men left on here. As Ronnie Klein goes the full distance and picks up his 4th win of the year, the first at the expense of the Brooklyn Dodgers. He's now 4-15. And for the Brooklyn Dodgers, 3 runs, 6 hits, no errors. They had 7 men left on. The starter and loser is Sandy Koufax, who went 4 2/3 innings and gave up 6 of the 7 runs the Pittsburgh Pirates collected for their afternoon's work. Koufax has now 5 wins. This was his 3rd loss. And his 2nd time he has been defeated by Pittsburgh. He's 0-2 with the Pirates this year. 7 runs, 11 hits, 2 errors. Pittsburgh, 3 runs, 6 hits, no errors for the Brooklyn Dodgers. Don't forget, tomorrow afternoon, it'll be Friend and Douglas going against Magley and Craig.